The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" And when he had said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 through 17, where Jesus cures a crippled woman on the Sabbath, provides an opportunity to make a few comments on Pope Francis' controversial statements in a movie released on October 21st at the Rome Film Festival. It was a documentary film called Francesco, Italian for Francis, about Francis of Rome, not Francis of Assisi. The Gospel of Luke presents Jesus performing a miracle clearly not in conformity with Jewish laws of the day, especially resting on the Sabbath, based on the third commandment of the Decalogue: keep the Lord's day holy. Do not do any extraneous work. Hence, the leader of the synagogue complains, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." Jesus, however, fires back, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" The synagogue leader was right. But Jesus was more right. How so? Well, the Jewish leader was appealing to the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments. But Jesus was coming to establish a higher law, without abolishing the former law, but rather absorbing the former law. That is, Jesus had come to establish the law of love and mercy, the 8 Beatitudes. And he himself was its perfect embodiment. In other words, Jesus is the law of love on 2 legs. And whenever anyone draws near to Jesus, they find the true Sabbath rest that Moses only saw from a distance, since he did not yet enter the promised land. We read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39, "Yet all these, Abraham, Noah, Moses, etc., though approved because of their faith, did not receive what had been promised." This gospel passage seems to me one way to understand Pope Francis's comments about the possibility of some recognition of people who live together, including, but not only, homosexual persons. That is, not abolishing the church's teaching on marriage, but rather absorbing it into Jesus' larger law of love, mercy, and compassion. Several people have emailed me in the past week concerned that the Pope was changing church teaching on marriage or softening the church's stance on sexual acts being only proper in marriage and between a husband and a wife. One person sent me a YouTube video of a reporter summarizing the comments of Bishop Athanasius Schneider of Kazakhstan. The bishop pleaded with the Pope to repent of his comments, and he asked all Catholics to pray for the Pope's conversion back to the true faith. Clearly, the Pope's comments are causing great consternation and even confusion throughout the Catholic community and worldwide. Maybe for you. Perhaps a few facts will help dissipate some of the fog of fiction we all seem to be walking around in these days. First of all, in a recent October 24th America Magazine article, it was clearly shown that the Pope had made his comments about recognizing civil unions not while he has been the Pope, but while he was Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Argentina. Obviously, what you say as an archbishop is very important, but not nearly as weighty as when you utter words as the successor of St. Peter. So keep that in mind. The Pope, as Pope, with his full authority as the vicar of Christ, was not advocating for civil unions, much less a change in church teaching on marriage, even though the documentary film portrayed it that way. Secondly, the older I get and look back on my personal history with all my ups and downs, the more I appreciate the history of the church with all our communal ups and downs. I was recently reading about the disagreement between Pope St. Zosimus and St. Augustine in the 5th century. Pope Zosimus seemed a little soft on the Pelagian heresy that questioned if we really need grace to do good works. And St. Augustine had to set the Catholic record straight. By the way, that is exactly why St. Augustine is called the Doctor of Grace, because he defended the church's true teaching on the need for grace to do any good work. My point is that over the 2,000-year history of the church, there have been disagreements between popes and bishops. But in the long run, it is the Holy Spirit that is guiding the church. Third, always consider the source of your information about current events. You know, we sometimes naively think that news outlets report the plain and simple truth, just the facts. We overlook the fact that people may have an agenda. And we overlook their agenda because their agenda happens to agree with my agenda. So they must be telling the truth because they happen to be who I agree with. And everything else is just fake news. Remember, the news business is still a business, and their objective is to make money, like all good businesses should. And so they report the news in a way that will make you want to read more news. Fiction is far more entertaining than facts. So in summary, I think all of the controversy about the Pope's comments, really the Archbishop's comments, is much ado about nothing. The Holy Spirit is still driving the bus. So sit back and enjoy the ride. Praise be, Jesus Christ.